97.9 The Heel, Aaron Keck here with you, live in Intrinsic Aura Studios at University Place, joined by Victor Lewis to catch us up on everything that's trending out there in the world. Good morning, how are you?
Good morning, that's me, I'm Victor Lewis.
You're Victor Lewis.
Yeah, I'm ready to talk about some stuff. The thing that I've seen a lot from is actually out of the Philippines this go-round. Apparently there are laws on the books in the Philippines dealing with emotional abuses slash offenses.
Right.
Which I think is an interesting concept in general. And a particular article from CNN is trending real hard because a particular lawmaker wants ghosting to be declared an emotional offense slash a grievance that you can file and seek civil recompense for.
I think in general that's a good concept of emotional abuse being an important category. I don't know about ghosting.
Yeah, that's where the discussion has opened up of people just being like, oh, heck yeah, that's exactly what I want to see. I want to sue someone when they stop texting me for no reason. There's a lot of jokes surrounding this. I more just wanted to bring it up on Trends because codifying emotional cruelty into law and being able to seek damages for it is a concept that I think is pretty interesting.
Well, I mean, we have that in the U.S., right? Like inflicting emotional distress. That's a civil category, isn't it?
I suppose.
Neither of us are lawyers.
Everything
that follows in this conversation is pure wild speculation.
Yeah,
but
it's
entirely wild
speculation. Well, why don't we move out of wild speculation, but keep within this same realm.
Okay.
With another thing that's trending that actually popped up in the related tab when I started clicking around on the ghosting laws, I found an article over on USA Today talking about a $10,000 suit for being stood up on a date. A Michigan woman is suing a man $10K for standing her up on a date. There's like a video that she took, and the main claim of her case is that it was my mother's birthday, and I skipped my mother's birthday to go on a date with you, and you stood me up, so I need $10,000 of damages. And you knew it was your mom's birthday.
Yeah.
First off,
I don't know. I don't know this woman. I don't know anything about her. So
would it surprise you that she has a history of lawsuits?
No. What I am going to say, and again, this is pure wild speculation, so take this with a grain of salt, bullet dodged, guy.
Oh, like, yeah. 100%.
Like, definitely don't go out on a date with someone who's going to sue you $10,000 for not showing up.
So
also, you know, don't not show up. That's also bad.
With the article saying that there was a video of the event that she allegedly took, I wanted to go watch the video, and I couldn't find that because I got distracted by actual proceeding details. And it looks like the man who's trying to defend himself in court is, I don't think he got a very good lawyer. Maybe he's representing himself. I don't know why he was directly speaking to the judge, but he was directly speaking to the judge and just saying, this is a ridiculous case and it should be thrown out. There's nothing criminal about this. And the judge looks at him and just says, okay, well, did you file a motion to dismiss the case?
I want to help you out here, but there is a procedure that you have to go through. And if you're not a lawyer, everything from here on out is just wild speculation.
Yeah. So this judge just looks at this man and just says, well, did you file a dismissal? And obviously the judge knows the answer to that question. And it's like watching a 6-year-old who ate ice cream have to come to terms with what they've done. The guy just kind of looks and just, no, sir. Just like, yep. Uh-huh.
Can I ask a morbid follow-up question just to assuage my curiosity?
Sure.
Where in Michigan?
So the case is happening in the 67th District Court, which is the district justice in Flint, Michigan.
Flint, okay.
So poor Flint just can't stay out of the news.
I would have assumed like more out of the way, like rural Michigan, but
I like the very light, occasionally playful Michigan prejudice on display. Where in Michigan?
Where in Michigan?
Where exactly?
Definitely wasn't Lansing, because we know how to deal with each other and get along as a society.
Unlike this lawsuit filing monster.
Unlike the Flintoneers. I don't actually know what you call people from Flint.
Flinters?
Flinters? Flintstones? I don't know. I honestly do not know.
Oh, man.
Grew up in Michigan for 21 years. I don't know what you call Flintians.
Maybe one day scientists Flintites? Will discover what exactly we call people from Flint, Michigan.
Well, I don't know, so anything from here on out is just wild
speculation.